Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Stitka, the Certified Angus Beef Program. Back with John in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 9th, broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards, Dish Network Satellite 232 providing coverage, as well as on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be starting the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 23,500 head this go-round, 900 whole season jerseys. They've got 7,000 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, 9,400 weaned calves, and about 300 calves on cows and 500 bred stock to be offered as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. For details, you can always call our friends at Superior at 800-422-2117. Remember, our regular auctions now are on Thursday instead of Friday. Check it all out at SuperiorLivestock.com. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Last fiscal year, the Certified Angus Beef Program sold 1 billion pounds of product. But what about the new fiscal year that started back in October? John Stitka is with us today, president of the Certified Angus Beef Program.
You don't get very long to rest when you in this business for any of us, you know, and so you hit a billion and it's what's next. And the reality is what we're seeing already is what's next is more. Here just through December, we're already on record pace to exceed 1 billion pounds by quite some measure. After growing 15% last year, we're growing another 13 to 14% already here this year through our first quarter of our fiscal year, which started back in October. And it's interesting, we're seeing that growth across all categories. Our retail business is up over 13%, our food service business is up over 14%, and our international business, which is the smallest volume portion of our business, but it's still very significant, it's up over 31% already. And so we're seeing strong growth in strong categories. We're going to post another strong year unless unforeseen circumstances change that.
The Certified Angus Beef Program was firing on all cylinders last year, retail, food service, and international. And John, I guess the question is, with that billion-pound effort already behind you now, what does it take to grab the attention of consumers? How do you entice them to continue to buy even more Certified Angus Beef?
Well, you know, what really grabs the attention of consumers is the fact that they know beef is expensive. Even though it's not as high as it was last year, it's still expensive, especially compared to other proteins. And so what continues to resonate is the fact that that product's got to perform in the eyes of the consumer for juiciness, tenderness, and flavor. And I think we've seen that pattern of the importance of taste reoccur enough here that I think we're starting to, I think, see uniformity and agreement among the stakeholders in the beef community that, hey, we need to target that kind of endpoint for high-quality beef if we want to be sustainable across all segments. And I tell you what's interesting, the storyline for last year is the same as the storyline for this year, and that starts with the producer. They're bringing more high-quality cattle to the market that can achieve our brand than we've ever seen before. Those cattle that are Angus influenced, we're seeing basically 30% of those cattle meet our 10 science-based specifications for quality. And those are specifications that you don't hit randomly. You hit them with intention. Intention in your breeding programs, intention in management. And I would tell you that the storyline of our success this year, ultimately if we beat last year, will again rest with producers.
Along that line of growth, what are one or two of the things that that you've kind of adjusted a little bit or have innovated on that are helping you reach this level, next level, and then beyond?
Well, you know, you're never guaranteed more success doing the same things you did in the past. And so it does take innovation. It takes change. You know, a number of years ago, we added a culinary center to our facility. And one of the things that we've done is we've really been able to create an experiential-based approach to marketing and brand education. And what we're seeing is that that's been very, very successful in creating a relationship with the consumer and with those at the end user level that we all depend on to sell our product. We are ramping that up. We've actually, instead of having 4 chefs a year ago, we now have 6. And those 6 combined now are allowing us to do a lot more in social media, in digital marketing of our brand, because what we're finding is our target customer isn't just at the end of a newspaper or a magazine anymore, or just at the meat case making that decision. They're online. They're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Maybe it's Insta-Twitter. I'm not sure what it is. They're on all those different vehicles, and we've got to be where they are. And but the other thing that's along with that, it's one thing to tell that story, but we're doing more rancher visits with end users than we've ever done before. And creating that real connection between those who are selling our product and those who are producing it, what we see based on what our customers are telling us, it's never been more important and it's never been more meaningful than it has been today. And so I'm sure some of your listeners might get a call from us and saying, hey, can we bring a group of retailers out to your place to show them how we raise cattle, how we keep them comfortable, how we treat them humanely, and how we're trying to build a sustainable business for ourselves and the next generation. We'll probably be knocking on some doors and making some phone calls.
John Sticca talking about what a lot of folks believe is the gold standard for branded beef programs, certified Angus beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.